Speaking with legendary children's entertainer Fred Penner, how are you doing today?
Legendary, I like that. I'm doing well. I'm in Toronto right now, just getting some business done out here, and then I'll be heading west next Thursday, going to UVic, and then back into Calgary and Canmore.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're really excited to have you out here. It's interesting. I was reading an article in Maclean's magazine a few weeks ago. I'm sure you know the one I'm talking about, how your music has really appealed to a whole different kind of crowd than perhaps it was when you first started out. Maybe talk a little bit about your college crowd tour, I guess.
Sure, the next round. Well, it's interesting how that sort of evolved. I mean, the TV series ran for almost 1,000 episodes from 1985 to 1997, you know, and Fred Penner's play made, I think, a pretty solid impact on that generation. And a few years ago, we were playing in Montreal, and there was a connection made with a place called Gert's Lounge, which is the pub at McGill. And so I went down on a Friday afternoon, and I'd received emails from university students along the way, from young people who had grown up with the series and my music, and they would make a connection and saying that they remembered me from back then, and what was I doing now? You know, so that communication had already been set up. So I knew there was something bubbling with the 20 to 30-year-olds. And sure enough, when they went to McGill, it was out of sight. They had a small, like 125-seat lounge, which was bursting at the seams with over 200 people. And I was there for almost 3 hours just talking and playing and interacting. And there were hugs and tears and excitement. And it was quite an amazing reconnection with this generation. And that has been carrying on for the last 5 years, coast to coast, playing dozens of campuses from Dalhousie and PEI to Victoria.
And what's that like for you? I mean, you get a whole generation of people coming up to you, say, hey, I grew up with your music, and now I'm bringing my kids to the show. I mean, how does that make you feel?
There's sort of two sides to it. I mean, there are the soft seat theaters or the festivals that I go to where parents are bringing their children. Or there's the university pub scene, which is just the kids coming back and reconnecting. And it's quite amazing because when you begin any kind of musical career, you never know how it's going to go. I mean, this is a somewhat unreal existence, but the pieces all sort of fell into place, and there was enough of a connection that the people want to maintain it. It's interesting because it's not just a nostalgic piece. It's a connection with something that's very real and happening now. I get to philosophize a bit in the course of the show and talk to the students about where they're going in life, kinds of things that have happened on our planet, and, you know, the trials and tribulations of existence. It becomes a bit of a mentoring kind of communication, and it's very powerful, very overwhelming, and I'm excited about perpetuating this.
When someone comes to see a live Fred Penner show, especially if it's geared to more an adult crowd, are you still playing the old children's songs that you used to play, or?
Yeah, I do the material that the audience wants to hear. So certainly the Cat Came Back and Sandwiches and a variety of other tunes that made it into the family recordings. But then I'll throw in a couple of other things, tunes that I grew up with from my days in the folk scene and folk era. It's a pretty interesting mix of tunes. And as always, it's about engaging the audience, and music participation is part of it. Which is not sort of a standard thing that happens in the pub scene now. I don't think there's a whole lot of singing along that occurs in the standard pub. So I think from that point of view, it really energizes the audience. They're excited about feeling that level of communication and participation.
How many years have you been a musician now and performing for crowds?
Professionally for 40.
So it's been about 4 decades now. Do you ever see yourself getting tired of this? Or it almost sounds like this phase of your career has given you a bit of new energy.
The energy has always been there. I think the phrase is, if you find a job you love, you never have to work a day in your life. I was very fortunate that in the early 70s, this came into my existence. I've never looked back. This is, you know, apart from, I don't know, working at the Hudson Bay store at Willie University and being a child care worker with behavior, you know, of problem children back in the 70s, the early part of the 70s. Those are the only straighter jobs that I've ever had. Once this sort of unfolded, you know, in my early 20s in 1972, I've never looked back, and I've done the range of performing has been stage work, acting and musical comedy and character roles and television and radio drama and then the recording world, and, you know, CBC came along. So there's always been something else that has sort of picked me up and carried me along, and I'm the phone's still ringing, Rob, so I'm not I'm not going to stop answering it. As long as I stay healthy and creative, there's nothing holding me back.
Excellent. And we're really excited to have you back here in the Bow Valley. Fred Penner, live in concert at the Community Cafe Friday. Doors open at 4 p.m. and at 6 p.m. He's playing two shows. Fred, it's been a huge honor having you on the show with me this morning.
Likewise. Thank you, Rob.